started.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Mary, and it is Global Water Healing Day, the first Friday of August. And I am excited to have Carla Meskey here today to lead the meditation. We've had Carla here before, and it's always fun. Carla recently retired from her private shamanic practice, but she is still leading the Spirit Healer Circle, and that's a community of animal-loving shamanic healers. And they basically focus on helping animals through animal communication and shamanic healing, and they explore the cosmos and the worlds of the she and the dragons in their bi-weekly mastery circle meetings. They have a beginner's path for those just getting started in shamanism and animal communication, and then they have a practitioner's circle to support those who are already professionals. And they also have a library of classes and recordings that's, you know, it's like a one-stop shop for learning modern shamanism. And so I encourage you to check out spirithealercircle.com. They do have a first Monday open journey circle on Zoom, and I think you'd find it there on the website. And beyond shamanism and animal communication and all of this, Carla really has a passion for nightscape photography. And she is just remarkable. I have seen a lot of her photos on Facebook, and it's just amazing. So follow her feed on Facebook or Instagram if you want to see how her work unfolds. It's really, really amazing. So, Carla, I'm really thrilled to have you here today. What have you got for us?
Oh, thank you, Mary, and what a beautiful introduction. You know, if you did want to go to work again, you should go to work for SiriusXM to do all of their ads, because you're really great.
Thanks.
I want to introduce Mary's people to the Spirit Healer Circle community, many of whom are on the call today. So, hi, everybody. Hello to everybody. Hi, everybody. Meet everybody. The Spirit Healer Circle is important to this call today because what I'm going to do is teach slash share slash do a guided thing on a... somebody's got a microphone that isn't muted. There we go. I want to share with you what we call the healing well. And the healing well is a collective healing that we do at Spirit Healer Circle when one of our members or somebody we know needs help. And we're not doing journey work specifically for that person, animal, or environment, or whatever it is. Instead, we journey to non-ordinary reality, to a place we call the Dragon Village, and inside there we find a well that has waters that come from headwater areas. And we journey to ask our spirit guides to give us the right medicine for our intention, for our person, our animal, whatever. And then we take that medicine up to the headwaters of the well. And we ask the spirit of the headwaters of the well to accept the medicine, and here she does. And then they work with that medicine, combining it with the power of earth, and infuse the headwaters, infuse the water that's coming into the well with the exact perfect dose for the client. And then the way this work proceeds for individual healing work, we ask a power animal to take the water, a cup of water or whatever, from the well and give it to the client for whatever they need at this time. It works really, really well And we are going to do the same journey, except I'm going to step you through it, walk, 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 walk. And the client is the water itself. And so this well becomes the wellspring for all of the water on Earth. And one way to think about this is that Earth and the Milky Way are holding the medicine and combining it into exactly what is right for the water. So as we're doing this, I am going to walk you through guided meditation style, because I know that probably 70% of you know how to do a shamanic journey, but for the 30% who don't, we're doing a meditation. And I would like you to, when we're calling in the well, when we're going into the dragon village and we're seeing the well, I would like you to connect a body of water that you want healing to go to into that well. So I might connect in a body of water that I'm having a lot of fun with right now called the Verde River in Arizona. I've just bought a kayak, yes, and I've been going upstream on the Verde at least once a week, and I'm becoming really close to those waters, and they're really sacred waters for us here in Arizona. So I would put the Verde in, and you could put in whatever you like. And all water connects, so our intention becomes a gateway for all the water to receive the power. Okay, are you good? Yes, I know you are, because you're all muted, and that tells me it's perfect. I use a rhythm to guide, because I'm a shaman, right? So shamans use drums. And I'm going to use one very softly in the background. Mary, I need a sound check, please. Can you hear my voice and the drum?
I hear your voice, but not the drum.
Can you hear my voice and the drum?
No drum.
Okay. Well, the drum's for me, because this clever free conference call has a mute background noise function, and so they're going to mute my drum out. You're just going to have to use a drum in your own mind. Or, as Paul is doing, go grab his own, dag nabbit. As soon as Paul comes back, I love having the camera on when you can, because, you know, then I get to see your beautiful shining face, like Kayla, Pat, and a lady in the corner, I don't know, Siska. Thank you for showing your beautiful face. And here's Paul back again. I can only see a few of you on the Hollywood Scores. Hi, Cheryl. There's 50 people on this call, and my Hollywood Squares don't show that many, so welcome to everybody I can't see. Take a deep breath and let's get settled in. At Spirit Healer, we always begin by connecting with a tree, a spirit of a tree that we know and that we love. So remember that sacred tree for you and take a moment to connect with it now. And as you remember its beautiful leaves, bark, roots, and landscape, ask your power animals and your teachers, your compassionate guides, to join you with that tree now. All our trees are members of a collective forest of the global water healing community. May our community come together now so that we may see our tree in the relationship with all the others. As trees are, their roots connect through the soil by way of mycelium. Allow that mycelium to tingle through your feet now. And one leaf quakes in Finland, another feels it in Japan. I ask now for the compassionate spirits who guide us to merge this circle into the sacred circle of the Dragon Village. And then we have someone who is not on mute. Please check your mutes. Thank you. The Dragon Village is a spectacular place of non-ordinary reality that is a meeting ground for spirits of all the dimensions. Here you will meet the Shi, you will meet the ancient spirits of the tarot, you will meet esoteric masters of every possible field, and you'll meet spirits of the future. You meet the spirits here who want to step through and become active in the non-ordinary reality world of those of us who are trying to do something, those of us who are trying to help, those of us who put spirit first. The Dragon Village is a place you can come anytime and learn anything and be embraced, loved, and useful. Connected now to your spirit guide, we all turn to the north and we open the gateway of stars. We call in the Milky Way spirit and the spirit of Andromeda, the two sisters, to bless the village, to bless our circle, and to connect molecule to molecule, light ray to light ray with Earth. And we go to the east, to the rising sun, and we ask the spirits of renewal, beginnings, healing, new future, and the energy to become. We ask the spirit of the sun to come in now. And you can look across the circle and see the moon, who accompanies, come as well. To the south, we open the gateway of Earth herself to all the ancestors who have brought us to this point, all the shamanic healers that worked with us, taught us, and wish to bring their knowledge through us. To the power animals, to the tribes, to all those beautiful middle world beings and shamanic beings. Welcome, compassionate ones of Earth. And to the west, we open now the gateway to twilight and water. May the compassionate spirits who will be the carriers of the power today come forward. Take a moment to meet the spirit who will carry the sacred blessed water outward and through into the water of your intention. Meet that spirit now and get to know them a little bit. Ayo. Oh. Returning our attention to the center of our circle, we ask that the healing well be present for us now. Whatever form it takes is perfect. However you perceive it is perfect. Addressing the well with love and respect, ask her now if she will become the healing water for the body of water of your intention. Healing well, will you become the source of healing for the Verde River, and so forth. It is time for us to journey with our compassionate guides to find the medicine that we will bring to the headwaters of this well. The medicine that is perfect for the body of water of your intention. Let us journey now, I going to find the medicine for the Verde River, and you for whomever. Let us journey now to find that medicine. Ayo, ayo, ayo. I have found leaves of a maple just turning orange. Ayo, ayo, ayo. Ask that medicine if it will do the healing required, if it will lend its power to healing the waters of earth. And as you receive that gift and that yes, ask your guide now to take us all up to the headwaters of the well, however you perceive them at this time. Ask the spirit of the headwaters to be present for you, however that feels or seems or appears. Spirit of the headwaters, will you please accept this gift? And will you empower the headwaters with this gift so that the well may become a source of healing power for the waters of earth? Please accept this gift and do with it as you will to infuse the well with its power. We ask the Milky Way to contribute to this, and the core of Earth to contribute to this, and all the ancient grandfathers and grandmothers to contribute to this.
augment the power of this gift and balance it to be perfect now. As it is perfect for you, see that gift going through the water down now into the well. Thank the headwaters and let us proceed down the pathway back to our sacred circle and the well. Remembering the body of water that is your initial intention, for I'm sure by now it has grown. Ask the spirit who joined you from the west now to gather water from this well and take it as a gift of healing to the body of water that you love. May the body of water receive the gift. Stand witness to this beauty. Stand witness to the water expanding this gift, unpacking it, as they say, distributing it, augmenting it, and empowering it throughout every molecule. Distributing it to all those who swim within and all those whose roots are nourished by. Distributing it to the clouds that gather it up. And as you are finishing that, come back to the sacred circle, to the well again, and notice how things have changed, if they have. Wash yourself now with the water of this well in a sacred way, for we are the water as well. This well is here for you. It's a safe way of doing healing work for someone. When you use the well for healing work, the power of the water is perfect for that person. Your particular ideas are not disrupting the healing flow. The healing flow is exactly what they need. once again see the power of this well going out to all the waters that we have set intention. Take a look at the water that other people set intention for. Have a cruise around the globe. Ask your teacher now, is there any lesson for me to take away from this that is perfect for me at this time? Any knowledge, teaching, or healing for me now? And as you gather up your teaching, thank the spirits. We thank the spirits of the headwaters. We thank the spirits of the receiving bodies of water. We thank the spirit of the well. We thank the spirit of the Milky Way and Andromeda and the Earth. We thank the spirits of our ancestors, our teachers, and our guides. We thank our tree. We thank each other. And we thank ourselves for showing up and doing the work and caring. And we thank the spirits of the Dragon Village for hosting. As above, so below. As within, so without. Gather yourself up now and come back into your bones. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. Oof.
Thank you, Mary.
Take a few minutes for everybody to get back into their physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So, time to wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch a little bit. Bring yourself back into that physical body. And if there's someone who has something they would like to share or ask Carla about, *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name.
Hey, Carla, it's me, Shoshana. That was great. I loved it.
Thank you, sweetie.
I met up with a water dragon, went to the village, the dragon village where the well was. It was gorgeous, and got some water, and I got flowers became a medicinal healing elixir that went into the water, and I brought it to the French Broad out here in North Carolina and the Swannanoa River. So they all glistened, and it was sparkly and beautiful, and it was a great journey. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks. Can't wait to see you.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Carla and everybody. My journey took a few turns. One of my guides for the environment is Kateri Tekakwetha, who was known as the Lily of the Mohawks. And I was called to do the Rangeley Lake region in Maine, the state I was born in. She transported us to a mountain near where my nonna used to live in Maine. She found some blue spruce needles and some birch bark and ground them in her hands into a fine powder and brought them to the headwaters. Went into the well, swirled around, and there was a fish kind of stirring it up. Then a white horse emerged from the well and transported the water to the Rangeley Lake area and plunged in. Now, my ancestors, who my forebears in Maine, were from Italy and from Canada. One of the ancestors brought some of the water to the Po River in Italy, and another to one of the lakes in the Laurentians in Canada. So there was a threefold that was done here, two more than I had thought. And my dragon transported me to look at the world from a distance. Well, to begin with, when you called in the West, the platonic solid for the West is the icosahedron, the element of water. And the South is for the element of earth. So when I transported, I saw a cube surrounding the planet, which is the earth, which I'm assuming was being enriched by this treatment. And then when I saw the earth turn into a white disc, which I interpret as the actions of everybody in here. And if there are 50 in here, there's 2 to the power of 50 working on this.
Thank you, Paul. What's 2 to the power of 50 work out to?
I have no idea. It's a lot.
Anybody else? Pat. You're muted. Okay, Pat's going to pass. She can't figure out how to unmute.
Looks like she's unmuted.
This is Penny.
Go ahead, Penny.
Okay. So I picked the Salish Sea, and the medicine that I got was an olive branch, and we took it to the headwaters, and then Granny, the orca, delivered it to the Salish Sea. It was lovely. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet. Carla.
Hi, this is.
Hi. Go ahead.
This is Omalai. I'm in Cottonwood, Arizona, and the Verde occurred to me too, but I wound up sending healing to the tidal river near my daughter in Penobscot, Maine, also Maine. I could picture the headwaters because I had seen a paddling film about people going to the headwaters of the Ganges, and the higher you go through the pollution and the cities and the countryside, you get to this high, pure, small, crystal clear place, you know, maybe near the Himalayas. And the gifts I received were for the waters were a pine cone and then dried pine sap and then also fresh sap. You know how you see like a drop of it on the ground sometimes and you literally think it's a diamond because it's flashing rainbow colors and it's clearer than anything else. So I saw those going into the river and bringing that healing. and the tree was the pine tree right outside my window here in Arizona, but I could picture it, its roots in Maine too. So thank you so much. This was very beautiful to connect in that way.
Thank you. Thank you. Interestingly, when we did the ending and I asked us to expand and see all the other bodies of water that people had worked on, you know, do a middle world journey and kind of I spy, I saw where you went at the top of that mountain. Yeah, cool.
I said, this is Amalai again. Could I just say that it was so beautiful to hear the information about healing, because I've been called for energy healing, and I really could feel and hear to go forth and heal others like water, knowing that the healing flow is what matters most, and leaving my own ideas to the side and just allowing that to come through is really beautiful. It reminds me of mothering babies.
Oh, I'm grateful. When grandmother, when I'm working, grandmother Sunflower, my main teacher, sits there, and basically she's like, if I were one of those TV people that reads the news, they've got a thing in their ear that they tells them what to say. That's grandmother Sunflower, and she said, be sure to say this because it's very important. Somebody needs to hear it.
This is Bonnie Blue from Cape Cod.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Carla. That was beautiful. I wasn't going to speak today because today is the anniversary of the passing of my puppy dog named Oyster. But something told me when I was listening to the last person who spoke about the mothering. I believe he was talking about the mothering of the children in the earth. And so I'm here walking around my teepee in Cape Cod, and there's no coincidences. And synchronistically, I looked at a tree right before I came here that actually has red heart leaves that I'm planning to plant here in honor of Oyster. And so I sat in a place near the teepee where I felt this was the well, and I just felt that connection to our earth and our planet, and saw these beautiful heart-shaped leaves falling, and it's actually, again, synchronistically, it's called the Ruby Falls tree. So those heart-shaped leaves, I felt falling into the well and just bringing that love, that heart love to our planet and to all the water of our planet and our hearts and our universe and all of the water in existence. So I'm just so grateful I'm on this call, and I will be planting that beautiful tree in honor of Oyster and all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for bringing joy back into my heart. And little Pearl is here walking around joining us, and she represents dragon energy. So Oyster brought us the Pearl, and she will carry on his legacy and joy for our planet. So thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to share something?
I can share my. I'm Kayla. The gift I was given for the headwaters was plasma from the twin sun in Andromeda. And that went into the headwaters. And the spirit that helped me with it was literally like a guy with like a head, was like one of those paper boats that kids make, and everything went into it, and he kind of dipped it forward into the water. That's all. I don't know if y'all can hear the feedback, but I've got feedback on my end, and it's kind of
yeah.
That was the salient goal.
Thanks, Kayla.
This is Bev. Can you hear me? I'm in Point Roberts in Washington State. And I also did the Salish Sea and from Boundary Bay and around the San Juan Islands and all the islands off Vancouver Island and then up the Inside Passage up to Arctic. And I took the healing waters from the well to the St. Lawrence River and to the Atlantic around Newfoundland up to the Arctic Seas and then to a lake in Quebec. And it filled my heart to do that. It's my birthday today, and that was my birthday gift to my homeland. Thank you.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You so much. Thank you.
That's beautiful. The Salish Sea's getting a lot of love today.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Muriel on Tybee, and my friend is here from the Salish Sea, as fate would have it. And so I live by the river where the pod of dolphins live, as you all know. And so I included that in the meditation. And one thing that occurred to me to share is that last evening, Caitlin and I went swimming in the river after dark, and the bioluminescence was incredible. And so as we were moving in the water, you know, it was like the stars from the sky fell in the sea and we were just swimming in it. And so that was so much with me during this meditation, the magic of it, the power of it, the healing of it. And with Caitlin being here, I just wanted to speak up and say that from the Savannah River to the Salish Sea, we had it covered.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, Muriel. Wow.
This is great.
Hello, this is Linda from Cheyenne, Wyoming. And I just wanted to say that when I added my gift to the waters, it added with all of your others. And immediately I saw this gold light, and the water moved and covered all the waters in the entire earth. So it was everything everyone put in was taken around the world in the waterways.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to share just a little bit, Carla.
Okay.
I had two spirit helpers show up. One first one was this tiny little water fairy creature. And then Sasquatch. And so I was like, oh my gosh, you know, one big and one small. And so when they took the water, the Sasquatch went to the Gulf of Mexico, and the little fairy went out to Lake Okeechobee in the middle of Florida. So they each had their own little place to go to. And they were so cool together. The little fairy was actually sitting on Sasquatch's wrist.
Mm-hmm. That's a fairy watch.
Yeah. Well, is there anybody else? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. I did the calculation for you. It's 1.12 times 10 to the 15th. So if you say 1.1 and 15 zeros, that's how much it was, 2 to that number. And I ended up doing healing for the Persian Gulf around Saudi Arabia, and I used a bowl. That's a broken bowl, excuse me, that are Japanese bowls where they take all the broken parts, the fragments, and they make the seams with gold.
Yeah,
right. And so they make, excuse me, I'm crying. Mm-hmm. So they make the fragments so beautiful that all the flaws and everything are perfect. And I held this bowl with the attorney to the family of the Crown Prince of Dubai. And so he's somebody I just met. So I didn't understand everything that we did. I just listened to you all because I've got concussions I'm healing from. But I just wanted to tell you this man blessed me while we were doing this work. So he put his head against the side of mine. They're very proper. So I just wanted to say, I guess that was a sacred masculine feminine kind of blessing. Like Arthur and his wife. So I just wanted to share that.
You know, there's another piece of that that it's just like when you're describing it, I said, oh, yeah, yeah. You just got a healing on your brain.
Thank you. I feel like I'm so thankful. I mean, he helped me, and you all helped me so much. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate all of you.
Aww.
Yeah. I've had, like, 4 concussions, so this is, like, a big deal. David knows me from before. So I kind of bless 2 bodies of water, really, the Persian Gulf and outside of Santa Monica. But thank you to the woman who blessed the whole earth. And Andromeda, my goodness. Thank you all.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
Beautiful. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. The fairy, oh my God. The smallest thing that has so much power. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, I think we can wrap it up for today.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carla. It was really wonderful to have you here and take us on this amazing journey.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, I can see using this again and again for myself. And I will get the recording up on the website probably later today. So it's available for everybody who wants to do it again. Just go to the website, globalwaterhealing.org, and click on the meditations. So our next gathering is September, let me see, what day is it? It's September 6th. Oh, right, it's a little bit later in the month. And Takara Scheller will be leading that meditation. She has been leading September for many years now, and she's going to be back. So I look forward to having you all on the call next month. And I'm going to unmute you so we can all have our chaotic goodbye together.
Bye.
Hey, bye, everyone.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for being here. Have a wonderful month.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Mahalo, Mui, blessings of infinity.
Indeed.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. Mary, do you want me to stay on?
No. We're
okay.
Good.